Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay. A little difficulty signing in, so sorry for the little wait. Let me go ahead and do a roll call. Auntie Betty?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening. Oh. And Sister Shirley?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. And I have some new callers. At least I don't know the last number. One in and 5168. We have a caller.
Hey, Daniel.
Oh, hey,
Daniel.
All right, welcome. Gotcha. Welcome.
Hey, everybody.
Okay.
Hey, how you doing?
Good evening.
Okay, we have Loretta.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And we have someone else. Number ends in 4361.
This is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. And also we have Mom and myself, Angela. Welcome, everyone.
Amen.
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 Oh. Ready?
Okay, I will pick up reading in Leviticus 19 and be holy, for I am holy. The Lord also said to Moses to tell the people of Israel, you must be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy. You must respect your mother and father and obey my Sabbath law, for I am the Lord your God. Do not make worship idols, for I am Jehovah your God. When you sacrifice a peace offering to the Lord, offer it correctly so that it will be accepted. Eat in the same day you offer it, or the next day at the latest. Any remaining needs to be burned. Any eating on the third day is repulsive to him and will not be accepted. If you eat it on the third day, you are guilty, for you are profane the holiness of Jehovah, and you shall be excommunicated from Jehovah people. When you harvest your crops, don't reap the corners of your fields, and don't pick up stray grains of wheat from the ground. It is the same as your grape crops. Don't stripe every last piece from the fruit of the vine, and don't pick up the grapes that fall to the ground. Leave it for the poor and for those who are traveling through, for I am Jehovah your God. You must not steal nor lie. You must not swear to falsehood, thus bring reproach upon the name of your God, for I am Jehovah. You shall not rob, and you shall pay your hired workers promptly if something is due to them. Don't even keep it overnight. You must not curse the deaf or trip up the blind man as he walks. Fear your God. I am Jehovah. Judges may always be just in their sentences, not noticing whether a person is poor or rich. They must always be perfectly fair. Don't gossip, don't falsely accuse your neighbors of some crime, for I am Jehovah. Don't hate your brother, rebuke anyone who sins. Don't let him get away with it, or you will be equally guilty. Don't seek vengeance, don't bear a grudge, but love your neighbors as yourself, for I am Jehovah. Obey my laws, do not mate your cattle with a different kind. Don't sow your fields with two kinds of seed. Don't wear clothes made of half wool and half linen. If a man seduces a slave girl who is engaged to be married, they shall be tried in court but not put to death, because she is not free. The man involved shall bring his guilt offering to the Lord of the interest of the tabernacle, and offering shall be a ram. The priest must make atonement with the ram for the sin of the man has committed, and it shall be forgiven to him. Amen. That was the reading out of Leviticus 1 through 22, I believe.
Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. We had another caller join. Is that Auntie Janet?
Yes, it is.
Welcome. Okay. All righty. Loretta, you want to go ahead and start us off?
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Oh, God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence. Lord Almighty, Father, with your Son and blessed Spirit, hear our prayers. Teach us to love eternal truth and see its freedom everywhere. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Okay. We had another caller join. Number ends in 3173.
Oxy Dot.
Hey, welcome.
Amen.
Okay. Let me do a roll call just so everyone knows who's on the call today. We have Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, Daniel, Loretta, Mom, Sophie, Auntie Janet, Auntie Dot, and myself, Angela. All right. Welcome,
amen.
Everyone.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. We'll go ahead and get started. And we'd like to start off with Auntie Betty.
Okay. I'm coming out the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, said the purpose of Proverbs. Their purpose is to teach people wisdom and discipline, to help them understand the insight of the wise. Their purpose is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives, to help them to do what is right, just, and fair. These proverbs will give insight to the simple, knowledge and discernment to the young. Let the wise listen to these proverbs and become wiser. Let those with understanding receive guidance by exploring the meaning of these proverbs and parables, the word of the wise and their riddles. Fear the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. My child, listen when your father corrects you. Don't neglect your mother's instruction. What you learn from them will crown you with grace and be a chain of honor around your neck. My child, if sinning entice you, turn your back to them. They may say, come and join us. Let's hide and kill someone just for fun. Let ambush the innocent. Let shatter them alive like the grass. Let shatter them whole like those go down into the pit of death. Think of the great thing we will get. We will find our houses were full of stuff we have taken taken. Come throw it in your lot with us. We will share your loot. My child, don't go along with them. Stay far from them, their past. They rush to commit evil deeds. They hurry to commit murder. If a bird sees a trap being set, it knows to stay away. But these people set an ambush for themselves. They are trying to get themselves killed. Such is the fate of all who are greedy for money, if robbed them for life. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Proverbs, Auntie Betty. Next, we'll go with Auntie Dot.
Yes. I'm going to read the 23rd Psalm, God as our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He let me rest in grassy meadow. He lead me to rest for water. He keep me alive. He guide me in proper paths for the sake of his good name. Even when I walk through the darkness valley, I feel no danger because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they protect me. You set a table for me right in front of my enemies. You bathe my head with oil. My cup is so full, it's still over. Yes, goodness and faithful love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the Lord's house as long as I live. Amen.
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 Amen. Angela, you there?
Amen.
I guess not. I've been calling names, wondering why nobody responded.
Yeah. You
praise God.
Amen.
We also had another caller join, Auntie Marie.
Yes.
All right.
Good evening.
Good evening. All right. Our next speaker would be Sister Shirley.
Yes, I'm coming from 2 Timothy, the first chapter. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God, the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the unfringed faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his promise, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading out of 2 Timothy, Sister Shirley. Next, we have Daniel.
Hello, everyone. I just want to say the Lord is my shepherd, and I shut my fault. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank
you for that,
Daniel. Amen.
Next, we have Auntie Janet.
Okay, I'd like to share from Revelation 12, beginning with verse 10, the blood of the Lamb. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Mm-hmm. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they love not their lives unto death. Therefore, rejoice, ye heavens, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast out of the earth, when he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman with which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman was given two wings of great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, and times, and a half time, from the face of the serpent. Mm-hmm. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood, after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which kept or keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Let us remember to keep the testimony of Jesus Christ, that he died for us, and that we are saved. And don't forget to plead the blood of our lives as often as we can. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, out of Revelation. Okay. Loretta?
Yes, I'm coming out of the red prayer book, and it says, come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself through me and in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in and over all areas of my life, Lord Jesus Christ. You are the author and the finisher of my faith, and all above all of my life. Thy kingdom come, your will be done. Amen.
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 Thank you. Reading Loretta. Okay, Stacy, would you like to share any good news with us this evening?
Yes, I am reading from Isaiah 43:2.
Amen.
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Amen.
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 Thank you for that. From Isaiah Stacy. Next, Mom.
Yes. I'm coming out of John 3:1-16. That took my speech. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou does except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it is listed, and that harvest the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it comes and whether it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel? Thee knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you early things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe it if I tell you the heavenly thing, that earthly thing? And no man has ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen.
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 All righty, thank you for that, Brother John. Next, we have Auntie Marie. Would you like to share any good news with us this evening?
I pass.
Okay, thank you. Then we'll go ahead and turn over to Loretta for a prayer.
Okay, sick and shut in. And before I go into the sick and shut in,
Last week I forgot to mention that Gary, Auntie Dot husband, lost another brother. So if we would just have a moment of silence, please. Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. May God continue. Amen. Amen. May everyone bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Champ, Uncle Willie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Marie, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Lenny and family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Werner family, the Williams family, the Moody family, Sister Shirley and family, Brian and Tony, Stacy, Malachi, DeMarcus, Eric, Marianne and family, Reverend Allen and family, the Rossiter family, the Boyers family, the Aretha and Jesse Verna, Eileen Holiday, the Hurd family, the Johnson family, Marilyn and family, Ruth Edwards, Rochelle Bessler, the Dix family, Desert Kendrick, Valerie Crockett, Dwight and family, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you lift them up so that others may see the goodness of you working in them. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut in, for we know that there is power in the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And Father God, we pray for strength so that we may continue to follow Jesus, for he is our light in this dark world. Father God, we're praying for healing in all of our sick and shut ins. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. All righty. Thank you for that, Loretta. We'll move on to recognize our birthdays for this week. Birthdays from April the 2nd through April the 8th. Do we have any birthdays? Any birthdays for this week?
What did you say, okay, Angela?
Birthdays for this week, April the 2nd through April the 8th. Okay, I have Billy Mitchell on the 5th. I have Presley on the 5th. Looks like that's all that I have.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, Daniel, would you mind singing the birthday song for us?
Excuse me, the phone breaking up. What'd you say?
Would you mind doing the birthday song for us?
The song, my phone breaking up.
Oh, okay.
okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear God. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
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 Many, many more.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. All righty. Well, let's go ahead and start the other part of our program with poems, songs, testimonies, or even more verses if you'd like to share. If not, just say pass when I call your name. Let's start with Auntie Dot.
I'm going to say a little prayer. Okay. I'm going to say a little prayer. Loving God, you are a trustworthy provider and a protector. Even when our eyes are not on you, your eyes are always on us. You know us inside and out. Teach us to trust you more and more. and bring us back to you when we've lost our way. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you for that. If you don't. Next, Stacy.
Yes, I will be reading Joshua 1:9.
Amen.
Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Amen.
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 All right.
All right. Thank you for that, Stacy. Okay.
I'm sorry. Who did you say?
Sister Shirley.
I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Right. I will go next, and the title of my poem is A Walk with Jesus.
Amen.
I took a walk with Jesus just the other day. And here are but a few things my Savior had to say. My child, I know that life is hard, the road is rough and long, but always know that I'll be there to fill your heart with song. When on the road you stumble, reach out and take my hand. I promise I will hold on tight and I will help you stand. Sometimes mm-hmm. you'll think I've left you, but remember that's not so. I gave my life to save you, and I'll never let you go. Mm-hmm. I'll never lie to you, my child, and I expect the same from you. Keep honesty within your heart in everything you do. Be kind to everyone you meet. Reach out to them with love. Do it in the name of Jesus, in the name of Christ, your Savior from above. When friends and families hurt you through this life that you must live, do not respond in anger. Bow your head and then forgive. Bring all your troubles to me. Place them here beside my feet. You'll find there's not a problem your Savior cannot beat. But, child, you must relinquish them. Let go. Do not hang on. Bring them here and walk away, and soon they'll all be gone. Please learn, my child, to trust me. Let your faith become your guide, for then we'll walk together forever, side by side. Now, as we part, remember, you never walk alone, and I'll be there to welcome you when it's time to travel home. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, next, Auntie Betty. Yeah, I'm gonna try to sing a verse of this song.
Okay.
By Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, oh, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. I done tried him, man. He's all right. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nice. Okay. Next, we go with Mom. You don't ready? Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, I'm gonna attempt to sing glory to His name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Down where my Savior died, down well His chains cleansing from sin. There to my heart was the blood of Christ. Glory to His name. I am so wonderful, free from sin. Jesus so sweetly abide within. Thou at the cross where he took me. Glory to his name. Come to the fountain so rich and sweet. Cast out poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge into death and be made complete. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Down to my heart was the blood of life. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Precious name. Glory to his name. Precious name. Down to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Angel stepped out for a minute. Someone knocked on the door, so.
Okay.
Auntie Marie.
She passed.
She passed again?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Loretta. Have you been
okay,
twice?
Okay. I will first like to ask everyone to say a special prayer for my brother Hubert.
Amen.
I pray that the Holy Spirit bring peace and joy and invade in his life forever. Amen.
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 Amen. And I will be coming out of the red book again and followed by a song I will try to sing. But the poem I'm reading is Humbling Yourself Before the Lord. We give you our heart. Hold on. Let me start over. We give our hearts to you, Lord. Please teach us to be humble. We give our feet to you, Lord. Please help us not to stumble. Our eyes belongs to you, Lord, to see your holy way. Help us to look straight ahead and seek you every day. With our ears, let us hear every time you call. We give ourselves to you, Lord. We will obey your law. We give our hands to you, Lord. We lift them up in praise. We will worship you, Lord, all our blessed days. Our mouth we give to you, Lord. We shout with victory. We belong to you, Lord. Now we are living free. And the song, amen, amen,
amen,
amen. And the song
amen.
I will attempt to sing, this is my version of You Made a Way.
Okay.
You made a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looks as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. There is nothing impossible. And we're standing here only because you made a way. Don't know how you did, but you did it. Don't know how you did, but you did it. Don't know why, but I'm grateful. Don't know why, but I'm grateful. You made a way. Amen.
Amen. Yes, he made a way.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, next, Daniel.
Y'all hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Since I had to do the birthday song, Angela, I need you to do a song.
Uh-oh, what's that?
It's me, oh Lord.
It's me, oh Lord.
Yeah, ma'am.
I don't know if I know
that. Ain't bet can do it.
I know. Okay, I'm looking right. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. That's all I know.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. That's all we need to know, brother.
All righty. Next, we'll have Auntie Janet.
Okay, I'd like to share from God Calling. The priceless.
Amen.
Blessing. I am here, dear, as truly as I was with my disciples of old. Here to help and bless you. Here to company with you. Do you know? Even yet, my children, that this is the priceless blessing of your lives. I forgive you, as you have prayed me to, for all neglect of my command, but start anew from today. Study my words and carry them out unflinchingly. As you do this, you will find that you are miracle workers. Work together with me, for me. Remember this. You are not what you do, but what you are. That is the miracle working power. Change by my spirit. Shed it one bond of spirit for better. In time, drawing that aside for a yet finer one, and so on from character to character, gradually transformed into my life. Joy. This is the priceless blessing of my children. Amen.
Amen. I see Jesus.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Okay. That looks like we touched base with everyone twice. Before we go to the closing, just want to see if there anyone else have anything they want to share.
What about, is it next Sunday?
What's next Sunday?
Third Sunday.
No, it's the 16th. Oh, no, okay, it's, we got another Sunday. We got the 2nd.
Yeah.
Right. I'm ahead of myself.
No?
Yes.
No, the day is the 2nd. Next Sunday is Easter.
No, it's the 16th. It's the 3rd Sunday.
Oh, that's right. I'm looking at the wrong calendar. Okay, all right. I'm trying to rush resurrection.
All right. Well, I will proceed with the closing prayer. Everyone would bow your heads. As we close today, Lord, we want to give you honor and thank you for the time we had together today. May you bless each person heart and took the time to gather with us today. And let your hand of protection be on them throughout the rest of the week. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week to protect us from our enemy. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless everyone in the White House, bless America, and other nations. Jesus loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a blessed week. We love you, and good night.
Good night. Good night.
Love you all. Bye. Good night.
Bye.
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 Made of me. Don't know how you did it.
You made a way.
Don't know how.
Against the wall. And if it was over, you made a way. Don't know how you did, but you did it. Don't know how you did, but you did it. Don't know why, but I'm grateful. Don't know why, but I'm grateful. You made a way. Angela, you need to get that song together and sing it for us. That's a beautiful song. Beautiful song. It's going so much depth. It really is a great song.
All right. Well, you're going to have a wonderful week.
All right. You too. I love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Good night. Good night.
You made a way.